Hi all, good afternoon. First off, I'm very glad that we're having this second edition of the Robotics and Simulation Dev Room. Also, thank you to the excellent organization so far. My name is Arne. I work as a robotics engineer at Intermodalics. And today I would like to share a bit about modeling vehicle dynamics, as well as a little simulator I built. Quick question, who of you has already used Nav2, the navigation, ROS navigation stack in some capacity? Okay, yes, I see quite a few hands, especially there. Yeah, that's a bit of a surprise. Okay, so I will start with a little story related on that. So I was working with Nav2 with a mobile platform in simulation, and everything was progressing really well. Like, maneuvers looked nice and efficient, like you see here on the red trajectory on the slide. Then we got a real platform out, and something not too dissimilar from this blue mess arose. Like, maneuvers were at once like taking twice as long, and it's a bit weird because when we compared the real platform and the one that we had in simulation, yeah, the real platform reacted a bit more slowly, but there wasn't that much difference. What was actually happening is that the controller was making errors, correcting them, and again and again, amplifying that little error. Of course, we could spend time and effort and improve the simulation, though we also ran into some other observations, like this is what we noticed once we launched the simulator. And this is without like the nodes that we want to test even running, like we still had to launch Nav2. And it gets worse once you start using your simulation in automated testing, because then you're often not that sure on what compute you will be running on or what other tasks will be running on that server, resulting in failed tests, and that gets really frustrating really fast. Of course, ROS has something for this. It's called use sim time, though one starts to wonder why can't simulation just be efficient and run at wall clock like any real life system does? If you look at like companies and hobbyists alike, they often see, or at least I often see, is that like there's a lot of effort in simulation. Actually, the returns aren't that great. I can but say like simulation doesn't deliver, and honestly, that's really sad because I believe that it can be a formidable tool and like accelerate your development considerably. So started thinking a bit, yeah, what can we change to make simulation more accessible? Of course, yeah, some applications have some inherent complexity that warrant all the effort, though what if we like look for a simulator focused on Nav2 controller development and tuning? What can we do? First, what I believe is important is realistic dynamics. Like, I'm fine with having to configure a few parameters, but do I really have to code a 1,000-line C++ plugin for just my four-wheeled Ackermann vehicle? Related to that, like parameter values, I have my real platform, and now I have to put parameter values in my simulator to represent that platform. Which value should I choose? Like, how do I go from that real-life platform to a simulator that is representative? A related laborious setup,